EU member states continue to clamp down on border crossings, railway lines, and transit points used by thousands of desperate and increasingly frustrated refugees fleeing war and poverty. The refugees are of all ages, and many are from Syria, but others are from Iraq and Afghanistan. Croatia put its military on alert Friday, treating the humanitarian crisis as a threat to national security. Nearly all roads between Serbia and Croatia have been closed, and the country's interior minister said Croatia is not an open door to the European Union. Friday, buses were shuttling migrants to the Croatian border with Hungary, where the circle is closing as razor wire fences go up. Hungary sealed its border with Serbia Tuesday, blocking a major northward route traveled by the current wave of refugees. By Wednesday, riot police fired tear gas and water cannons on migrants desperate to cross into Hungary. For many refugees, Greece is the first point of European entry, both by sea and over land. In two separate incidents earlier this week, another 56 people, including children, drowned while trying to cross the Aegean Sea from Turkey to the small Dodecanese Islands, where one local mayor threatened to boycott elections this weekend if the central government didn't provide help. And at the land border between Turkey and Greece, thousands of people trying to avoid the dangerous sea crossing are demanding that Greek border officials allow them to enter the country. FSRN correspondent Eris Ikonomou says the pace of new arrivals continues unabated.
The daily flow has not stopped. We have daily arrivals, and until now, we have around 200,000 to 250,000 refugees that have entered Greece through Lesbos, Leros, and Kos. Concerning the coping of various of the islands, we do have a big problem, actually. There is a hygiene problem. You do have a lot of migrants and refugees lying on the port waiting for the boat and on the streets. You have a security issue, mainly concerning violence. Violence related to migrants being very impatient because authorities are not giving them papers. And you do have a very big exploitation issue as far as Greeks that are exploiting migrants in the islands by making them pay three times or four times the price of various commodities or main of basic commodities such as food and water.
The citizens of Greece are weathering multiple crises, the humanitarian refugee crisis, and an ongoing economic and political collapse. This Sunday, voters will go to the polls for the third time in a single year. Again, Eris Ikonomou.
So in Greece, general elections are not constructed around political proposals very often. It looks much more like a football or a soccer match where you have two people supporting one team and one and the other. So you don't have a lot of discussion about the bailout program at all, actually. Syriza doesn't refer to it. It only refers to the fact that it actually was forced to sign it, but they don't talk about the content of it. And New Democracy, Evangelos Meimarakis, only underlines the fact that Syriza betrayed its voters and that it signed the bailout program. So no one actually refers to the content. However, or at least from the two big players, the only one that actually does refer to the content of it is the Greek Communist Party that goes to the different measures that will apply, and some ex-members of Syriza that today are much more independent.
Ikonomou says the details of the next round of austerity measures are already clear. What's at stake in the elections is who will apply them.